We're continuing to look at Acts 21, verses 10 through 15. In this passage, the prophet Agabus has come to Caesarea Maritima from Judah, and he has done a type of a pantomime by telling Paul that he is going to be bound by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem, and he is going to be handed over to the Romans. Now, as he does that, he takes Paul's girdle, and Agabus ties his own hands and feet to demonstrate that. Well, when that happens, Luke tells us that everyone in the group that were around there all encouraged Paul and said, "Do not go to Jerusalem. Stay here. Continue evangelizing." I can imagine all the different places they suggested to him. So what does Paul say? Well, in verse 13, Paul says to them, "Why are you doing this, crying like this and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be tied up in Jerusalem, but even to die there for the sake of the Lord Jesus." I reminded you last time that Jesus faced the same kind of opposition from his own disciples when Luke records he set his face like flint to go to Jerusalem. Mark tells us that Peter actually took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. I want you to hear what Jesus said after that. He told Peter, "Get away from me, Satan. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." And then he addressed a larger crowd there. Here's what Jesus told them. "If any one of you wants to be my follower, you must give up on your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it." Does that sound like playing it safe? No. It sounds more like the Apostle Paul's statement, "I am ready not only to be tied up in Jerusalem, but even to die there for the sake of our Lord Jesus." I like how F.F. Bruce characterizes the scene here. He writes, "Paul could not turn aside from the path of obedience and sacrifice, and he was prepared, if necessary, to suffer death as well as imprisonment for his master's sake." John Stott adds a very interesting insight to what F.F. Bruce tells us. He writes, "His words are almost identical with Peter's, 'Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.' The difference was that Peter had faltered and failed, whereas Paul was true to his word." Well, after that, Luke records, "We could not convince him, so we gave up and said, 'May the Lord's will be done.'" Some Bible scholars suggest that Luke's readers were intended to hear the echo of Jesus' prayer at Gethsemane in that phrase, "May the Lord's will be done." Dean Goulburn put it this way, "Paul's friends had been praying that if it were possible, the cup might pass from their beloved apostle. Now, in the spirit of their divine master, they added, 'Nevertheless, not our will, but thine be done.'" So Luke goes on in verses 15 and 16 and tells us what happens. He says, "After this, we started on our way to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples." With all the protests out of the way and Paul's conviction to continue to Jerusalem cemented, Luke says, "We started on our way up to Jerusalem." And as we will see next time, once again, we see that geographical notation. Join me again for more of Verse by Verse.